All right, Ted, talk.
Talk, Ted.
Hiya!
Say hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody!
Say I love you, Mom.
I love you.
Say I love you much.
I love you much.
Oh, and you, Karen, what have you got to say?
I love you, Grandpa and Grandma. I love you very much.
And who else?
Lily and Laurie and Grandpa Joe and Stanley and Bandy. I love you all very much.
Is that so?
All very much.
Yeah, it's flashing, Lily.
All very much.
All very much? All very much?
All very much.
Okay. Now, I want you to tell me, now you keep quiet for a minute. What is this?
I.
And this?
No.
And this?
Mouth.
And this?
A.
Ear. And this?
Baby.
Tibby. And this?
Belly.
And this? What's this?
Tibby.
A tootie. And this?
Foot.
That's a foot. Say shoe.
Oh.
And say sock.
Ack.
And come over here. What's this? Alright, keep quiet, Karen. What's your sister's name?
Doggy.
Hey.
What's your sister's
Karen,
name?
Doggy.
Alright, tell me. Call Karen. Call Karen.
The sound.
Call Karen again.
Dada!
He calls Karen Dada, like Stanley used to call him. Then, remember? Horch. What?
Horse.
Oh, horse. What are you doing on Daddy? What is Daddy?
Daddy
Osh. Daddy's a Osh.
Daddy Osh.
Hey, you put the word. I don't like
you. He's gonna pain you,
right? I don't like the way
Daddy.
He's looking at me.
Daddy.
He's looking at me and smiling.
Come over here, Teddy. I want to talk to you.
Hey,
come here. I want to talk to you, Ted. Ted, come over here. What is Daddy? What is Daddy? Tell me what Daddy is.
Yes.
Tell me what Daddy is.
Good boy.
A good boy, and what are you?
Daddy.
You're Teddy, and say Karen.
Dada.
Say Karen.
Dada.
And say Dad. And what's Daddy's name?
Lululul.
What?
Lululul.
Laugh. Daddy's name. Don't talk up to it. Just talk like that.
My name is Kendra Weinstock, and my daddy's name is Kendra Weinstock.
And who am I?
Kiss, Mommy, and
Mommy.
I'm a mommy?
Lives good. And by
who's
someone
my boy?
Takes me, and
Mommy.
No
who's Mommy's boy?
I'm talking, and there's no paper.
Don't do that to Mommy. Say tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
Say it, Ted.
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe?
Tic-tac-toe and tic-tac-toe.
What?
Tic-tac-toe!
About the house. They know all about the house already. Yeah.
Tic-tac-toe!
Tic-tac-toe? And what else can you say?
Tic-tac-toe!
Tic-tac-toe? Say hello, doggy.
Hello,
doggy.
Benji!
Benji? Benji!
Benji!
Benji! Call Benji. Call Benji.
Benji!
Benji. Call Lily.
Lily!
Sing hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lily.
Hello,
Lily. Ted, say hello, doggy.
I am doggy.
You know what he calls Schwarzes? Doggies. Schwarzes, he sees, he says hello, doggy. In fact, I have a your girl. I have a girl cleaning. One day, a man came to my door, a Schwarzer, and he started to yell at me, "Mommy, doggy man, mommy, doggy man." I was so embarrassed. Oh, mommy, he's hurting her. He's hurting her. we gave him a crew haircut. Oh, what that looks like. He looks like a Sluggo with a pretty face. You know Sluggo in the comic game? That's my son.
Oh, but is that hat some higher?
All right, Dada. You sorry for Dada? What are you?
Teddy.
You're Teddy. You're Teddy. You know when I put the kids in the car to go for a ride, I check the doors left and right, make sure that the buttons are down, the doors can't open. That's what I did last time. And,
check that.
The light is flashing, Lou.
Yeah, big deal, huh?
Yeah, well, it's loud enough when the light flashes, because it didn't before.
Yeah, Karen.
The bridge was up, and I was going about 5 miles an hour. Meanwhile, I was turning around and talking to Karen in the back seat, and Ted was next to me, and I happened to see him open up the door, and he was falling out with the door. And I caught him by the arm. That's my boy.
Over here.
That's a lorry number two, honestly. He fools around with everything, he breaks everything. So Sal went ahead and bought three new door handles on the inside. And he took off the three old ones, rather. He took off the present ones on our car, and he put these old ones on, and he filed off the handle. Now the doors can only be opened from the outside, which is marvelous, because he can't open them anymore. I was thinking of training him in for a two-door car, but now that Sal fixed this up, it won't be necessary. What else did I... Oh, I have so much to say to you, and it's so hard to say it without seeing you. Karen, go get me that blue ashtray, the big blue ashtray, please. Huh? Go ahead, hurry up. My ceramics are coming along very nicely. There's only one drawback to these ceramics right now. It's very hot when I put the kale on, so it's going to be a while before I'll be able to get that stuff out that I was making for you. Karen, sit down! Don't you jump on the beds! I received the nuts, which I thank you for very much.
What did you do,
Larry marked the package fragile, and believe me, that can get all squashed in. And I'll tell you something, if you mark something fragile, and the can comes all squashed in, how am I going to send up these ceramics to you? You're very, very delicate. Unless I can... insure them for break. I don't know if I can, but I'll find out from the post office. Oh, this place is a madhouse, honestly. That's crazy. You're not being very considerate, Lou. I'm trying to talk on the tape, and you're making the kid cry. Now stop crying. Just stop it. What have you got to say for yourself? What do you got to say? What happened?
Bobby!
You want a Bobby? Say bottle.
Bottle. Can I have a bottle for you?
You want a bottle?
Oh, my bottle!
Whose bottle is that?
Dada.
Dada's bottle?
My bottle!
Here, I'll give it to Dada.
My bottle!
My bottle? Whose bottle is this?
Ted?
My. Okay, lie down and drink your bottle then. That'll shut you up for a few minutes. He goes nuts for his bottle. You got a bottle. Leave. What are you looking at his tissue for? Leave him alone. Don't squeeze him. Doodies are in the tushy. What do you think?
Doodies.
It's a nutty kid.
Shh.
Oh, shut your mouth. Well, anyhow. I think I'm going to have to get out of this apartment by the end of this month. I'm starting to look around for another apartment for 2 months. My house probably won't be ready until the end of November. And she will let me stay here until then. My lease is up at the end of this month. And she said if I want to stay, fine, but I'll have to pay for it at the rate of $75 a month more. Which means that this apartment would, I'd have to pay $200 a month for it.
for the next 2 months, which I'm certainly not going to do. I'd rather pick up and move for that price. For that price, I can go and get myself a little a motel with a pool and stay there for 2 months. I don't need her. So I'll just have to look around and pack and move again. And then 2 months later, I'll have to pack and move a third time. Oh well, that's the way. Well, that's the way it's got to be. I didn't expect this, but I have to do it.
It's really
bleeding. What's bleeding? Oh, you're playing? Oh.
That's going to be a pain in the neck, believe me. And, oh, there's nothing much more to say. My house, there isn't even a brick down on it. But the man said that they'll start building next week, and it takes 6 weeks to build, which means that by the end of October, that the house should be finished, probably by the end of November, the way I figure it. And even if it is by the end of October, we'll still need a good month to do what I want to it and not have to rush to move in. So, that's a big job that I'm going to undertake right now, looking for an apartment and moving. You got something to say, anybody?
Me!
What do you want to say?
Hello, Grandma. Smoking cigarette now.
You are not. What are you fibbing? What are you fibbing for? Daddy Lou, you got something to say?
Nothing much, honey. Everything's quiet.
It is quiet.
Well, nothing much to say. Everything is quiet down here. Hot as hell. I'm sweating, I got sores, I can't breathe, I can't move. Otherwise, everything is fine.
Well, who told you to come
down? Going down the street, we'll be looking at each other, but everything is
comfortable. Come on. So let's go back to New York.
All right, let's go back to New York.
For good?
For good.
What are you going to do there?
Yeah, starve, like I'm starving here.
Are you kidding?
ow.
Oh, you jerk.
Yeah.
Business is pretty slow now, but that's to be expected in for the month of August and September. In October, it starts to pick up remarkably. Believe me, if not for that AK that we've got there. Yeah, I'm going to tell him right now. If not for that AK there, boy, we could have some business summer and winter all year round. Because Luke, will you shut your mouth? I'm going to tell him that. Lou's going to get a used car license. They pick up a used car for $45. Sal fixes it up for about... You got two cars for $75.
Wait, but that's the ones we got now.
I know. All right, go on.
Here's the deal, Larry.
Larry?
Yeah,
talking
to Larry. Well, listen,
all right, tell him.
We picked up a 49 Ford. That was a four-door, and the front fender was bashed in. And there was some motor work and a lot of small ends to be fixed on it. It cost us $50 to buy it. Then we put in about $50. No, $50.
Right.
Then we put in $50 in parts to fix the fender, to have the car painted. We painted the whole car.
Yeah.
And we sold the car for $215.
So you made $115. But how about the two cars that you bought for $75? The two cars.
Those we got on a lot.
With very little work that has to be put into it.
Plus we got three new Fords.
Chevys. I saw the three new Chevys.
You see the Chevys in the back?
And there's one Chevy station wagon. It's a 1950 what?
A 50 Chevy station wagon. Oh. In fact, it has power.
51. That is going to sell for $500. You got two for $75, Lou. That one and another one.
The Chevys.
Oh.
They're all mixed up.
Oh. It costs $100, you're going to sell it for $500, Sal said.
Well, if we get $400, I'll be glad.
Well, that's $300 profit, and there's not that much work in it.
Yeah.
So at any rate,
there's
something else that's on the fire, but we can't. Quiet! There's something else that's on the fire, but we can't do that with
Larry Altman here because, what it is, where is this that they want the cars in where?
What
country?
Cuba.
In Cuba. They're crying for cars in Cuba. There's somebody who takes cars back and forth down to Cuba. He's got a special license for it. And he buys the cars, he fixes it up. He buys the cars, Sal fixes it up, he sells it there, and we can make about $100 a car.
Where are you going?
Eventually, there's no reason why we can't transport them down to Cuba. But right now, it's just no good. And of course, this is all being done on the QT. Harry doesn't know that these cars are being fixed up for us, and that we get the profit for it. There's no reason why we should give him profit. He's not worth it. All right, God help me, shut your mouth!
Damn it!
Jesus Christ, you can go nuts in this place. So, he doesn't help me. Nothing, so we think. Even if he does, we don't care very much. But we don't have to cut him in. He's such a louse. We don't have to cut him in for anything. And if he didn't know that this was going on, and I told Sal to keep it down at a minimum, try not to do too much, because if he catches on, he'll never want to go out. This station is a gold mine. It is, because it's centrally located. People run in and run out there. We can buy a car and the next day sell it without even fixing it up for $50 more, because that is the location. People like one. Used cars, they need cheap used cars down there. They can't afford more, and they deal. It's just marvelous. It's my match. I got a light. No, this is a station that can be built up tremendously, but we're handicapped right now. Ted, don't touch that. You broke it. You broke that lamp. Don't touch it now. Lamp. Everything in this house is broken. Did I tell you the kind of furniture I'm buying? The cheapest possible, all with four mica tops, because of my little Indian. Believe me, I'm living here 8 months now, and this place is like, I don't know, it looks like a wreck. There's no lamps alive. Every one of the lamps are broken somehow or other, either the shade or the fixture or the whole thing. I gotta replace so many things in this place when I move. All because of my little doll, Alari number two. I'll take a girl any day. Karen never broke anything. Wait a minute, hold on. The cigarette isn't lit. So, what else have I got to say? Gee, I have so many things to say and I don't have anything to say. Oh, about our dear aunt and uncle Minnie and Morris. Mo.
Yeah.
Oh, God, are they characters. They are the most miserable people. You just can't talk to them. Everything you say, they twist around. You try to do them a favor. They know it's a favor with their best interests at heart. And they kick about it. You should have heard Morris kicking about the machine table.
Put that back down.
I'm sure Dad did that in their best interest to save him a buck and get something good. So the other day he came over to the house and he said to me about the machine table that the movers wouldn't give him anything on it. They wouldn't fix it. So I said, well, what are you going to do? He says, well, I can't do anything about it. I'll just forget about it. I wouldn't give it the sales slip back to your father. I said, why? He said, you should have seen the dirty piece of paper he sent me down. He was laying in his pockets for months and months. I'm going to send it back to him. It'll take more months and months. Then he says, to deal with your father. Believe me, Dad, you're a schnook if you ever go ahead and do favors for your family. They don't appreciate it. They think you're making a buck on it, probably.
don't ever do anything like that for family again. It's just a bunch of heartache. And then they kick afterwards, and you're the worst person in the world. The way he was kicking about that. And then a few other things that occurred. And they're just miserable. You say something, they take it up wrong, they twist things around, they've been in this country for so long, you think that they would learn how to speak English and understand English so that they know what's going on. No, not them. Everything is twisted around. I'm telling you, he came here the other day alone, and he with such a chip on his shoulder about everything, every little thing. I can't even begin to tell you what they're like. I don't know, maybe when you get old, you're like that. When you have nobody around you to bother, you expect people to cater to you and everything else, and you don't want to understand that other people have children, that they're busy and everything else. We can't do for them what they would like. We can't help them as much. We need help ourselves. We don't have time for ourselves. So that's the kind of people they are. They're just, they're not grateful for anything. They just expect. And I'm very annoyed with them. We went up there. When did we go up there? Oh, a couple of days ago. And honestly, they acted so aloof to us. Miserable characters. But I don't give a damn. I don't care for them at all. Not at all. And the least I have to do with them, the better off I'm going to be. They're only asking us to come up. Every day that Lou has off, they expect us to spend it with them. And it doesn't matter what we have to do, whether we have to go to the dentist or what, we have to spend it with them. Well, that's the way they are. And when they had when they were buying their house, they had to run around for this, for that. They didn't come over to us. We never saw them. We never heard from them. That was okay. But now that we're busy with our house, we have so many things to do. We run to the dentist twice a week, and we've got the children to take care of, and Lou hasn't been feeling well. That's a different story. That's no good. Well, why don't I call and why don't I come up? They don't want to know that we're busy. So, believe me, the best friends to have are strangers, or else your own immediate family, but the aunts and uncles, they stink. And, they had the carpet to lay, they had this to fix, that to fix. And don't you think, roundabout, they asked us to help
during
those.
The kids,
the
spinach under the potatoes?
Yeah, that's cute.
Isn't that cute?
The soup in the bag, Laurie's soup in the bag, huh?
Hey, watch out with that.
But do you think... He has a car. They have nothing to do now at night. They tell me so. Do you think that once they asked us if we wanted to go out, they would come and sit with the children? Do you think that they once told us that they would do us that favor? No. No. I don't expect it. And even if they would ask us to, if they should sit with the children, I wouldn't even let them. But please be nice about it. You can't always receive. You have
you're necessary to them. They're good friends.
They don't think
as
so.
Long as they don't need you anymore, they're not friends.
Just don't bother with them, that's all. I'll call them once a week, once every 2 weeks. That's all. That's all they deserve. I don't want to bother with them anymore. Wait a minute, I'm lighting up. So.
Well, about coming to New York, Mom, I'm afraid it's a little impossible now. In fact, just yesterday I learned about not staying here for more than the end of this month. Now, as I said before, we're going to look for an apartment. Stay there a couple of months. Meanwhile, I have plenty of things to do for the house. And after I get into the house, I should be pretty well settled. A couple of weeks after I get into the house, I should be pretty well settled because I expect to do everything beforehand. I hope. I hope this isn't just a lot of talk. And then I would like to come back to New York for a visit. You said that you can get some warm clothing for the children. There's no reason why I can't come back then. I hope I could.
All right, children, cut it out.
Oh, we're so alone here. Believe me, we haven't got Lou's brother. He never calls us. Lou very rarely calls him. The sister-in-law is completely out. I haven't heard from her since this big blow-up. Minnie and Morris, we just don't have. They're not the kind of people to have. They're the kind that want favors, and just not the kind of people that you can call close family. There's just nobody here. Nobody at all. Ay, we're so lonely. Honestly, we go out at night. Want to go visiting somebody. There's nobody to visit. There's nobody to talk to and nobody to visit. It's awful. Put that hanger down. Put the hanger down. You want to say a few words, Teddy? What do you have to say?
I asked Ted. You let give Ted a chance. What do you want to say?
Hi,
Lily. You can't hear me.
Hello, Lily.
Hello, Lily. You can't hear, honey. This isn't a telephone. What do you want to say? What did Doggy do to you?
Bye.
Where Doggy bite you? What? Who is that over there?
Dad.
Going to give Dad a big kiss and a hug. Alright, what's the matter? What, she doesn't want you to? Come over here. Come here. Come give Mommy a big kiss.
Alright.
You want to give Grandma a kiss, Daddy? Here, kiss this. Kiss Grandma. Grandma isn't here. Give Grandma a kiss. That's a good boy. And tell me a story. Come here. What's the story about, Teddy?
A doggy.
A doggy. He's full of doggies. And what else?
Doggy.
Where'd the doggy go?
He went to...
Quiet. Where'd the doggy go, Teddy?
To the bridge.
Where'd the doggy go?
The
bridge. In the bridge? Oi bridge? Say water.
Oi.
Oi is water. And, where'd Daddy go?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye where? Yeah, Daddy's in the other room, I know. Does Daddy go to work?
No.
Come over here. I want to talk to this. Talk to this. Come here. Come here, little fella. Come here, you talk to Daddy. Come, Karen, talk. Karen, go on, Karen.
Once upon a time, I'm talking about the Big Bad Wolf.
Alright.
Once upon a time, the Big Bad Wolf ate everything up. The goose came, and all the animals came to bite the big bad wolf.
Now, what does the big bad wolf say about the eyes? Ooh, what big eyes you have. And what does the big bad wolf say? I'll be Little Red Riding Hood, and you'll be the big bad wolf. Ooh, what big eyes you have, Grandma.
The better to see with my dear.
Ooh, what big ears you have, Grandma.
The better with my hair. With my dear.
Oh, what big tushy you have, Grandma.
First teeth.
Oh, what big teeth you have, Grandma.
No,
come on.
Tushy.
What big tushy you have, Grandma.
Can I do
your
sister, my dear?
Oh, what a big nose you have, Grandma.
Can I sneeze with my dear?
Oh, what big hands you have.
To grab everyone, my dear.
Oh, what big teeth you have.
Thank you!
Don't eat me up. Hey, where are you going? Ted, come over here with that cake. What have you got? Get over here. Come here. Come over here.
Alright,
now give Ted a chance. What have you got in your hand?
Key.
What are you gonna do with the key? What are you gonna do with the key?
No.
What, you don't know? Say I don't know.
I know.
Say open the door.
I don't.
Say it slowly. Say open the door.
At the door.
At the door. Say close the door. Come here. Get over here. Say close the door. Mm. Say it.
Close the door.
Where do you want to go?
Bye-bye, Daddy.
You want to go bye-bye to Daddy? Say bye-bye, car.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Say car.
Car.
And what did you see?
that goes on the tracks. Say choo-choo train.
Choo-choo train.
A choo-choo train. Say it again.
Choo-choo train.
What am I doing? Come over here. Where are you going?
Bye-bye, daddy.
Bye-bye, daddy. No, you stay here. You want to mix this? Come over here. Say, I want to mix this. Where do you mix this?
Bye-bye.
Go get the cup and you'll mix this. My son is toilet trained. He makes this with his little tushy in the cup. And believe me, every time he has to go, he tells me, shh. Oh, he's a cute little fella. Oh, he is, but is it wild? Oh, he is that wild. Oh, the end of the tape already. I'm going to sign off with love to everybody. I miss you all. Oh, nuts. Oh, what else can I say? Until I hear from you, goodbye. It's been a lot of noise here. I'm sorry I couldn't help it. The kids were around. But I'm sure you enjoyed it. Bye-bye, everybody. And take care of yourselves.